from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello listener, welcome back with me Rahma. In today's edition, we'll present some segments for you, starting from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well listener, let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency of 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voinews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile App. English program of Voice of Indonesia can also be accessed in our mobile application, RRI Digital.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the main points. President Joko Widodo says deflation and inflation must be controlled to maintain price stability. President Joko Widodo expressed gratitude to residents for the high approval rate. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo stated that both deflation and inflation must be controlled to maintain price stability so as not to disadvantage all parties. The president stated it after opening Nusantara TNI Fun Run in the new capital Nusantara area, East Kalimantan, on Sunday. According to Antara State News Agency, the statement was conveyed in response to the 5 consecutive months of deflation that occurred in the country based on a report from Statistics Indonesia. The president said the deflation must be checked further to see whether it occurred due to a decline in the prices of goods or a decline in people's purchasing power. On that occasion, President Joko Widodo also talked about the 1.84% year-on-year inflation in September 2024, which is considered good. President Joko Widodo respects constructive public inputs and the net positive public approval ratings of his decade-long presidency that persists near the end of his term. The Presidential Special Staff Coordinator Arie Dwipayana, in his written remarks on Saturday, highlighted a survey conducted by Indicator Politik Indonesia Survey Agency, which showed that the public approval rate for President Joko Widodo is 75%. According to Arie Dwipayana, the president expressed gratitude to residents for the high approval rate, adding that it motivated him to continue his work and ensure the smoothness of the government transition. President Joko Widodo is also upbeat that his successor, Prabowo Subianto, will be mindful of public inputs and evaluations to help him formulate new policies and improve ongoing programs during his upcoming leadership. Dwipayana also affirmed that the president would continue his business as usual, including visiting residents across the country at the border and in remote areas until the end of his term of office this month. The Indonesian Ministry of Health has integrated 119 medical emergency telephone number services into its mobile health application Satu Sehat Mobile to facilitate people accessing services. The head of the Health Crisis Center of the Ministry of Health, Sumar Jaya, in the ministry statement received on Saturday, said that the step was taken so that the community can access the emergency telephone number and other health services from one application. He expressed optimism that the integration of the medical emergency telephone number into Satu Sehat Mobile application will generate positive results in the future. Thousands of protesters took to the streets in major cities around the world on Saturday, demanding an end to bloodshed in Gaza and the wider Middle East as the start of Israel's war in the Palestinian enclave approaches its first anniversary. About 40,000 pro-Palestinian demonstrators marched through central London, while thousands also gathered in Paris, Rome, Manila, Cape Town, and New York City. Demonstrations were also held near the White House in Washington, protesting U.S. support for its ally Israel in military campaign in Gaza and Lebanon. Massive consecutive strikes hit Beirut southern suburbs from late Saturday, October the 5th, into Sunday. Reuters eyewitnesses said, sending boom across the city and sparking flashes of red and white for nearly 30 minutes, visible from several kilometers away. The strikes came after days of bombing by Israel of Beirut suburbs considered strongholds for Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah, killing its leader Syed Hassan Nasrallah and possibly his potential successor. A Lebanese security source said on Saturday that Hashim Saif Din, the potential successor, had been out of contact since Friday after an Israeli airstrikes near the city's international airport that was reported to have targeted him. Lebanese security sources said Israeli strikes since Friday on Dahieh, a residential area and Hezbollah stronghold south of central Beirut, have kept rescue workers from scouring the site of Thursday night's attack. India's ruling party is projected to have lost two key provincial elections to the main opposition Congress party and its allies, exit polls showed, suggesting another setback after the party fared poorly in national elections. Local media reported that Congress had a clear advantage in exit polls in the northern state of Haryana, indicating an end to a decade of rule by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party in the state. The opposition also held an edge in the Himalayan territory of Jammu and Kashmir. The two elections were held in phases that ended on Saturday and votes will be counted on Tuesday and results will be announced the same day. Vietnam reported its strongest economic growth in 2 years in the quarter to end September, as strong exports and industrial production and rising foreign investment offset the effects last month of Asia's strongest typhoon so far this year. Gross domestic products grew 7.4% year-on-year in the third quarter, surpassing the second quarter's revised 7.09% expansion. The government's General Statistics Office said in a report, Vietnam is a regional manufacturing hub for multinational corporations and has drawn a steady influx of foreign investment. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on Parliament decides the names of House leaders. Puan Maharani was again appointed as the Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives for the 2024-2029 period in a plenary meeting at the Parliament Complex Senayan, Jakarta, Tuesday. In addition to Puan Maharani, who is from the PDI Perjuangan faction, the plenary meeting also appointed 4 deputy speakers of the House for the 2024-2029 period. The names of the House leaders were the results of a consultation meeting between the temporary leadership of the House and representatives of political parties on Tuesday afternoon. The determination was based on the provisions of Article 427D in the law on the House of Representatives. Based on these provisions, the leadership of Puan Maharani and the deputies is based on the number of the seats in the general election they got. On the other hand, Ahmad Muzani was elected as chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly for the 2024-2029 period. Muzani was accompanied by 8 deputy chairmen. Meanwhile, Sultan bin Najamuddin was elected as the chairman of the Regional Representative Council for the 2024-2029 period. based on a vote in the plenary session Wednesday. The former deputy chairman of the council for the previous period will officially carry out the duties as the leader of the senators with three deputy chairpersons. In delivering his vision and mission, Sultan Najamuddin also said that he would bring newness and inclusiveness to the regional representative council institution to welcome the Golden Indonesia 2025. That was this week's Spotlight. Welcome back to Today in History of Voice of Indonesia. I'll start Today in History with October the 6th, 1995. Planet 51 Pegasi B discovered. Planet 51 Pegasi B is the first planet discovered orbiting a sun-like star outside the solar system. This planet is a prototype of the hot Jupiter class orbiting the star 51 Pegasi in the constellation Pegasus. The discovery of this planet was announced on October 6, 1995 by Michel Mayer and Didier Queloz in the journal Nature. Moving on to October 6, 2010, Instagram first released. Instagram is a photo and video sharing application that allows users to take photos, take videos, apply digital filters, and share them to various social networking services, including Instagram's own. The social media, often referred to as IG, has more than 1 million active users per month worldwide. The last record in Voice of Indonesia's Today in History is from October 6, 2018, the opening of the 2018 Asian Paragames. The 2018 Asian Paragames, also known as the 3rd Asian Paragames, was a sporting event for Asian athletes with disabilities held in Jakarta, Indonesia. This was the first time Indonesia hosted the Asian Paragames. The opening ceremony was held at the Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium, Jakarta. During the opening ceremony, President Joko Widodo came down from the podium to the field to meet one of the Paragames athletes and received a box containing the word ability. The 2018 Asian Paragames were attended by 43 countries. The event was held in Jakarta and in Bogor Regency, West Java, while the closing ceremony was held at the Gelora Bung Karno Madya Stadium. That was Today in History.
Listener, in this week's Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply to an email from Jose Socorro Soiro Maranhão in Brazil. He was listening to our broadcast in Chinese on August 6, 2024 on 3:30 to 4 p.m. UTC through frequency 3325 kHz, and the SINPO was 35343. In his email, Mr. Socorro Soiro Maranhão said this reception report is to inform that today, for the first time, he had the great opportunity to listen to our Chinese program and in this frequency with a reasonable signal quality. He hopes this report will be useful for our technical department, so thank you so much for your reception report in detail. Your email forwarded to Mandarin section. So please be patient for the reply. To brighten up your day, let's enjoy this next special song for you. Happy listening.
Sama, tak seperti saat pertama. Aku bilang mungkin pikiranmu saja.
Kamu bilang ku tak peduli, tak seperti pertama kali. Aku bilang jangan.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. In today's edition, we'll give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia becomes a pilot project for combating extremism and terrorism through sports. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports, Dito Aryo Tejo, said Indonesia has become a pilot project for efforts to combat extremism and terrorism through sports because it has a spirit of unity and diversity and the increasing development of sports. The minister was speaking in an international sports seminar which took place in Badung, Bali from October 1st until 3rd. It was organized by the United Nations of Counterterrorism in collaboration with the Indonesian Ministry of Youth and Sports. The sports seminar held for the first time in Indonesia was entitled Harnessing the Power of Sports and Its Values to Strengthen Social Cohesion and Impact on Community Resilience. It was attended by hundreds of participants from security officers of League 1 and League 2 clubs, representatives from academics, the Indonesian Football Association, to other sports stakeholders. Minister of Youth and Sports Dito Aryo Tejo, when opening the seminar, said that the Ministry of Youth and Sports, together with the UN Counterterrorism or UNOCT, and global sports make sport a national security tool and reduce, prevent extremist movement and terrorism. The cooperation between the Indonesian government and UNOCT is carried out through the Global Sport Program. At the event, stakeholders formulated cooperation in a number of main points that became pilot projects for potential sports, including football and volleyball. Meanwhile, the government will strengthen the ecosystem of sports by utilizing Indonesia's diversity as a basis for having an impact on reducing the potential for extremism and terrorism. The seminar was opened by the Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports on Tuesday, October 1st, attended by Gita Sabarwal as the United Nations Resident Coordinator in Indonesia, Valerio Da Divi, Coordinator of the UNOC Global Sports Program, and Ator Subroto, School of Strategic and Global Studies, University of Indonesia. According to Minister Dito Aryo Tejo, the pilot project is effective as one way to combat terrorism and extremism in Indonesia. Sports and terrorism are not directly related, but from a security perspective, they are closely related. The efforts taken by the Indonesian government and UNOCT were carried out in light of cases of terrorism in sporting events, one of which was the Boston Marathon bombing in the United States in 2013, which killed 3 people. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Rob Den Boer in the Netherlands. He was listening to our broadcast in English on September 21st, 2024 through frequency 4750 kHz with SINPO 44444. In his email, Mr. Rob Den Boer asked to send him QSL and pendant for a collection. He also attached audio recordings of English programs. Hello, sir. Thank you for the reception report on the English broadcast. The audio recording is clear. I'm really sorry because at the moment I can't fulfill your request. I hope you are not disappointed. Instead, I'll play this following beautiful song. Happy listening.
Banyak yang ku alami, kenanganmu tersimpan di hati. Walau ku harus pergi, walau ku harus berlari, kenanganmu terasa di hati. Saat
rasa terkesima mulai melebu dalam hati ini, dan ku telah arungi luas semesta, tapi tak ada yang mengalahkan indah parasmu. Terkesima mulai melebu dalam hati ini, dan ku telah arungi luas semesta, tapi tak ada yang mengalahkan indah parasmu.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present to you Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is featuring Torohudan Beach in Gunung Kidul, Yogyakarta. The location of Torohudan Beach in Kanigoro Village, Saptosari Sub-District, Gunung Kidul, Special Region of Yogyakarta, is hidden behind the fields and rice fields of residents. This beach can be said to be a new tourist attraction, but has become a favorite for anglers. One of the reasons why not many visitors come to visit this beach is because of its remote location and difficult access. Vehicles can only reach the parking area. Beyond that, visitors have to walk through fields or rice fields with steep and up and down roads for approximately 10 to 15 minutes to the beach. As soon as you enter the Torohudan Beach area, you will be greeted with a cool atmosphere thanks to the trees growing around it and the view of the blue and calming sea water. On the right and left sides of the beach, there are two cliffs that flank this beach. The sand is white and tends to be rough, and the calm waves are safe for swimming or just playing in the water. The calming sound of the waves, the white expanse of sand, and the gentle sea breeze really bring a peaceful sensation. The stunning natural beauty of the beach that spoils the eyes has a positive effect on mental and physical health. Surrounded by cliffs and green trees adds to the beauty of the beach. In addition to taking pictures, visitors to Torohudan Beach can also enjoy various interesting activities such as swimming, playing in the water, and also camping. Torohudan Beach is indeed an ideal place for camping to enjoy the natural beauty at night. In addition, the view of the sunset at Torohudan Beach is very beautiful and romantic. If you want to visit this beach, you must pass through a path and rocks that are quite steep and extreme and take time because they require caution. However, the difficult journey will not be in vain when you reach the beach area because you will be presented with the view of a very beautiful beach. It is better to avoid coming during the rainy season because access is rather difficult to pass. Torohudan Beach, with its uniqueness and beauty, is about 50 kilometers from the center of Yogyakarta. This beach is very suitable as a tourist destination for those who are looking for tranquility as well as an exotic experience in Yogyakarta. That was Indonesian Wonder today.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Before we end our segment listener's mailbag, I'll reply to an email from Andri Pisani in Georgia. He was listening to English service on September 2nd, 2024 at 10:30 to 10:45 a.m. through frequency 4755 kHz, and the SINPO is 45544. Hello sir, thank you for the reception report. I heard your audio recording and I think it's so clear. Thank you so much. And now it's time to present a special song for you. Enjoy. You just enjoyed the third song presented by Voice of Indonesia. Next, we have Miss Eleni.
Miss Eleni today is discussing Pertamina's president director enters the list of most powerful women 2024. An Indonesian figure has again received international recognition. The Indonesian state-owned energy company Pertamina's president director, Nike Widiawati, is again listed in Fortune's Most Powerful Women 2024, occupying the 47th position. Under her leadership, the lady with a myriad of achievements has succeeded in bringing Pertamina to reach a number of the best achievements. Reported from Pertamina's official website, this is not the first time her name has been included in the category of the most influential women released by Fortune magazine, and Nike Widiawati was listed in 67th position last year. As quoted from Tempo, the Pertamina president director is the only female representative from Southeast Asian region. On the official Fortune website, it is explained that as CEO of Pertamina since 2018, Nike Widiawati was able to lead the company to record a net profit of $3.8 billion in 2022, or an increase of 86% compared to the previous year. In her hands, Pertamina's 2022 revenue also jumped 47.6% from the previous period to $84.9 billion and oil and gas production increased by 8%. The significant increase in achievement proves Nike Widiawati's strong leadership in bringing Pertamina to achieve the best performance. Moreover, she is the only representative of Indonesia and has succeeded in making Pertamina a world-class energy company. Meanwhile, some of Pertamina's innovations after being led by her include digital transformation so that business effectiveness and efficiency can be achieved. Pertamina is currently also actively developing various clean energies such as geothermal, biofuel, and solar energy as Pertamina's commitment to addressing climate change and supporting the Indonesian government's net zero emission target. That was Miss Eleni today.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Ini hidupku, bukan hidupmu. Tak perlu ku mengikuti semua langkahmu. Ini mimpiku, bukan mimpimu.
Ku dengar suara hati memanggil.
Jangan mengaku jodohkan kamu.
Janganlah berani percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana.
Jangan mengaku nyatakan dirimu.
Kau pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Caraku bukan caramu. Cibiran kata hanyalah angin berlalu. Aku beranikan diri dengar suara hati.
Jangan mengaku jodohkan
kamu. Janganlah berani percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana. Kau pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Aku lihat cahaya di sana. Kini aku melangkah ke sana.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Kim. Kim is an Indonesian music group formed by Archie Widianto, who was guided by his father, the prominent musician Yofi Widianto. The group consists of three talented singers, Archie Widianto, Rahel Rai, and Gusti Pratama. At the end of September 2024, they presented their latest single entitled Magnet. This song also marks Kim's first collaboration with one of Indonesia's best singers, Marion Jola. The song written by Archie Widianto and Yofi Widianto carries a cheerful pop feel with a groovy rhythm. Interestingly, for the first time, Kim presents a rap verse in this single, which adds new color without seeming excessive. The song Magnet describes a romantic relationship that should be kept secret, where both individuals are already committed to someone else but cannot hold back their feelings for each other. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Kim and Marion Jola with Magnet. Happy listening!
Awalnya aku tak memikirkan, namun bayangmu tak juga hilang. Senyuman hangat itu mencuri relung hatiku. Meski ku sadar ini takkan bisa, hanya aku dan kamu yang boleh tahu apa yang terjadi di hati. Hanya aku dan kamu yang bisa tahu semuanya. Sebatas semata
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
See me cry
when all I see is light.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
For still listening to our English program from Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and also www.voinews.id. And that's a wrap today's edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Keep sending us feedback to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram, @voi_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.